And now it's time for Plants and Cats, a show all about the things that Erica Broom finds interesting. Please welcome your host, Erica Broom.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Plants and Cats. My name is Erica Broom. I am your host today of this awesome podcast. So today we're going to talk about how to tell if a cat likes you or not, how to read their body language, how to get a random cat to come up to you when you say pss, pss, pss. If you're anything like me, you definitely have a bit of an obsession with cats. And one of my favorite things to do is to just walk around like neighborhoods in the evening time and meet random neighborhood cats. So I have been called the cat whisperer by my husband, Sean, a couple of times. More than a couple of times, I guess several times. but I like to go around just kind of calling out to cats and seeing if I can get them to come up to me. So one of my favorite ways to do that... Oh, Ember's here to say hello. Are you... She's just off mic here. She's looking very curious. So it's appropriate that Ember is here for our episode about cats. Just to get off topic for a second here. Ember is our youngest kitty. She's 6 years old. She is a buff tabby. She's got kind of like a really cute kind of bib-like marking on her front. Like it looks like she's wearing a bib all the time, which is hilarious because she's our chonky girl. She loves to eat, but doesn't really like treats for some reason. I don't know. But anyway, getting off track. Ember's awesome. But we're not here to talk about Ember today. We are here to talk about other cats. So, where was I? I like to wander around neighborhoods and just see if I can get cats to come up to me. So, like I was saying, my husband Sean calls me the cat whisperer. I'd say probably about like 90% of the time I can get cats to come with me. But, you know, there is that odd cat that just ignores my pleas, and every single time that they don't come, it is like a sack of rocks to the gut. And I'm sure that if you've ever called out to a random cat in the neighborhood, you would agree with me on that. It hurts every time. It's like you got rejected by a guy on Tinder for the 20th time in a row. So if you want to get into the hobby of cat whispering, is that what this episode is about? Cat whispering? I guess maybe. If you want to get into the hobby of cat whispering, when you're approaching a friendly neighborhood kitty, you want to watch out for what they are doing with their body language, because cats can tell you a lot about what they think of you or what their mood is like just by watching what they do. So if you call it to a cat, you go, pss, 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 or you get down on like the ground, crouch down and just be like, come here, kitty. If they approach you in kind of like a friendly manner, their tail is up and the top of the tail, their tail is just kind of like twitching back and forth, that's a pretty good indication that they are friendly towards you and they're interested at least in seeing what you have to offer them. Hopefully it's a couple of scritches. Even better if you have a pocket full of fresh catnip, like I like to do sometimes. But you don't always have to bribe cats to come with you. Sometimes, you know, when you get a little practice with cat whispering, it'll get easier and you won't have to bribe them as much. Speaking of cats and their tails, a good way to tell if a cat is agitated or annoyed with you or like doesn't want anything to do with you or is maybe grumpy or just like woke up on the wrong side of the bed, if you watch what they're doing with their tail, they're flicking it around like really aggressively. So this is different than if they kind of run up to you with their tail flicking at the tip. If their whole tail is kind of flicking around or they're slamming on the ground, they're probably not that happy with you. So for instance, our cat Aldous, he's our middle child, our troubled dude. I love him so much. He has a club on the end of his tail. So it's like the bone on the end of his tail kind of like wrapped around itself, and it looks a little bit like a fifth paw. It's kind of weird, but I really love it. And honestly, it is number one reason why I fell in love with Aldous, is because of his cool tail. But regardless, when Aldous is really upset, you can always tell because he takes his tail and he slams that little fist into the ground like a little ankylosaurus, and that's a surefire way to know that he's pissed off at you. So P.S. if you ever come over to our house and want to get to know the cats, just know that Aldous is, he's a little ankylosaurus, so don't mess with him. So, moving right along, I wouldn't suggest doing this part to a cat that you find on the street. I wouldn't recommend picking up random cats. I know it's hard. It breaks my heart every single time. I want to pick up every cat that I meet. But you have to remember that cats like having their boundaries respected. And the cats have a lot of boundaries, which is great. And I think that's one of the reasons why some people don't like cats is because they don't like boundaries, actually. And whereas cats, if you do something to them that they don't like, they're going to let you know. So cats definitely have boundaries, which is great. So keep that in mind anytime you want to pick up a cat. I wouldn't recommend, like I said, doing this to a random cat in a neighborhood if you're out cat whispering. I'm going to trademark that term, by the way, so don't steal it, please. If you're going to pick up a cat, first of all, make sure you get that cat parent's owner's permission, because they're going to know their cat better than you will just by reading their body language. But if you're going to pick up a cat, you always want to make sure to support a cat by their feet when they're being picked up if you want them to feel safe. If a cat's, well, most, I can't speak for all cats, of course. I am the cat whisperer, but I can't speak for all cats. A cat likes to have their feet supported because if they don't have their feet on something, they don't feel safe. So in order to make them feel safe, make sure you support them with support their back feet, bring them in nice and close with you so they feel secure, give them some scritches on their head, maybe give them some kisses if they're extra cute, which let's admit all cats are cute. So if you're not smooching them, I don't know what's wrong with you. But yeah, give them a lot of love and they might let you hang on to them. If a cat starts to like struggle though, you can tell if a cat wants to be put down, just put them down. They're struggling because they don't feel safe. And it's not fair to continue that behavior. You wouldn't want to be picked up and not put down if you were flailing around either. So put the cat down. And you'll thank yourself later because you won't get a face full of scratches. A surefire way to tell if your cat likes you. So this is less about cat whispering, I guess. This whole general podcast, I guess, is about cats. Maybe it's not just cat whispering, but if your cat likes to lick or groom you, that is a good sign that they think of you like their family member. So if your cat's sitting there like licking your hand, licking your hair, whatever, that's because they're showing you that they like you, and maybe that they think you're a stanky bitch. I don't know. Maybe you need a bath, but they're showing you that they like you and that they like to be around you. So they think of you as one of their clients. So if your cat's licking you, that's usually a good sign. Although sometimes, you know, they do those sandpapery tongues. So if it starts to hurt, you can encourage them to stop. It's okay. They won't love you any less. Another sign that your cat, or any cat, this works with any cat, if a cat is slow blinking at you, if you're a cat person, you know what this means. But if you're new to this cat whispering business, then you might not have ever seen this before. But if a cat is looking at you in the eyes and just kind of slowly blinks, just kind of like almost like they're going to fall asleep, but then they open their eyes again and then they do it a couple more times, that's usually a pretty safe sign that they trust you. That is their way of showing you that they feel safe and that they think you're cool. So if you see a cat slow blinking at you, make sure to slow blink back at them, because believe it or not, cats will understand that. And if you slow blink back at them, they'll be extra happy, I guess. Or if, you know, you could even just start slow blinking at a cat. They might pick up what you're putting down. It can't hurt. This one is probably my favorite, but we all know when a cat head boops you, it feels so nice. It's the opposite of when they ignore you when you say pss, pss, pss to them. You know, it's like an opposite. What is the opposite of a sack of rocks to the cat? I don't know. A butterfly mountain. Let's go with that. A butterfly mountain. So when they head boop or rub their chin against you, they're actually marking their territory as safe, or making sure that any other cats around you know that you are their property and that they have marked you and now they have claimed you. So cats have scent glands in their foreheads and also in their cheeks. So if they're rubbing their cheeks or their head on you, that means that they have claimed you. So that's a good sign that this cat is, in fact, friendly towards you. So many people think that cats are hard to read, but really, if you pay attention to their body language and the way they react to the things that you are doing to them, it's not that hard at all, actually. Another way to tell if your cat, I guess this wouldn't really work so much with a cat whispering gang, But if a cat presents you with a gift, so if your cat brings back an quote-unquote outdoor gift, for those of you that have outdoor cats, you know what I'm talking about. If they bring that back for you, that is them showing you that you're a dumb human and you need help hunting, but also because they want to care for you, that they want to make sure that you are fed and that your tummy is full. So if your cat is bringing back outdoor gifts, that's a good sense, or it's a good sign that they love you and they appreciate having you in their life. But if you are letting your cats outside, of course, please, please, please spay and neuter your animals. There are too many homeless pets in this world, and let's not contribute to that problem. So the last thing I want to talk about cats for today, well, this isn't going to be the last thing, but we'll get to that in a minute. But the last thing from this list of how to tell if a cat likes you / cat whispering tips, if a cat sticks their butt in your face, and we've all had this happen to us, it is literally the highest compliment that they can pay you, believe it or not. So cats identify each other by scent, so if they present their butt to you, they're actually signaling that you are one of their most trusted people. So next time your cat inevitably sticks their butt in your face, take it as a sign that they just love you, and try not to get grossed out. If a cat sticks their butt in your face, they love you. So that's great. Thanks, cats. So I hope that you found that list of cat whispering tips enlightening. If you tuned in for our episode last week, you will know already that at the end of every episode, my husband's here listening to me recording this.
Hi, I do the intro live every week. Hello.
I don't know why I said we. I guess it's because my husband's literally sitting here, but this is my podcast, so I make the rules. last week, I talked about how at the end of every episode, I'm going to be pulling a card for the listeners. So if you are a tarot card fan or a cat fan, you're going to want to stick around for this. If you're not, then I guess see you next week, because you're not going to want to hear the rest of this. So either way, this week we're going to be pulling a card from, I'm not going to say my favorite deck, because we established last episode that all of my decks are my favorite and I can't pick favorites. But if I had to pick favorites this week, my favorite deck would be the Tales Ember's back again. This week, my favorite deck is the Tales of the Mystical Cats by Lunea Weatherstone, and the art is by Mickey Mueller. So I've had this deck for quite a long time now. I think this was the second deck I ever bought for myself. I bought it probably a few years ago when I was getting back into doing tarot, and it kind of sat unused for a few years, and then recently kind of picked tarot back up again in the last year or so, and have been really enjoying it. So I wanted to incorporate that into the podcast. Obviously, this is a show about things that I like. If you didn't know that, what are you doing here? Either way, we're going to pull a card from this deck today, so I'm going to shuffle the cards off mic here a little bit. Like I said last week, if you like shuffling ASMR, shoot me an email at plantsandcatspod@gmail.com. And let me know if you want me to shuffle into the mic.
I do.
Sean does. Whoa, those two pulled right out of there. We're going to grab the one on the top here. So the card for this week is the Two of Earth. So this card is a very cute, I wouldn't call her a tortie. I'd say she kind of has tortie-esque stripes. Kind of looks a little bit like a tiger. She's kind of sitting like cat loafing, you know, when cats kind of sit with their front arms, paws, whatever. We all call them arms, let's be real. Kind of tucked in. She is looking straight at you in the photo or in the drawing. She has two apples on top of her head, a little red apple and a smaller kind of golden apple. She's sitting underneath a tree that has orange leaves and looks like cherries, maybe. There's some orange leaves on the ground. It's a really beautiful photo. I love this deck because there are just so many different looking cats in here. One of them, I think it's like the priestess, reminds me of my cat Storm just because of her coloring on the card. So the Two of Earth, perfectly aligned with the energy of the planet, Earth cats possess an extraordinary degree of balance, even for cats. Grounded and centered in their bodies, they can easily perform tricks such as this for their own amusement. Playfulness and humor help keep the practical earth cats from taking themselves too seriously, and that too is a part of being balanced. Find your center of balance and the still point of equilibrium within you. This is especially important if you tend to take on too many tasks at once. Oof, I know I have been guilty of that. Slow down and gain control of the situation through calmness and confidence. So, I'm going to be honest, I kind of feel like this card is personally attacking me, for one. I've definitely been very guilty of taking on too many tasks at once. I'm sure that we can all kind of relate to that in one way or another, especially if you are an entrepreneur like I am. If you have a lot of stuff going on all the time, it is important to form a plan and gain control of that situation through calmness. That's a hard word to say, calmness and confidence. So recently, I'm going to go sidetrack a little bit. Recently, after Sean and I got back from our honeymoon, we realized that as business owners, we were kind of just, I guess, winging it would be a good way to put it. We hadn't really been approaching our business with much of a plan. Like, we kind of, you know, had a general idea of where we wanted to go, what we wanted to do in the future, where we want to take our business, but we had no like solid plan on how to actually get there. When we got back from our honeymoon and we took 2 weeks and we completely unplugged from the business, we put on our away messages, I had people looking after our Facebook group and our app and everything, so I didn't have to check in on anything for 2 whole weeks. And so it was really nice to get that chance to recharge. So when we came back, we sat down and created a plan on where we wanted to go, what we wanted to do, like actually how to get there, what are the steps that we need to do to get to the mountains. Spoiler alert, we're moving to BC next year, but how we had no idea on how to actually get there. So I think what this card is telling us is that, especially if you take on too many tasks at once all the time, if you're feeling overwhelmed, if you're feeling like your life is just chaos, if you sit down and take a little bit of time to kind of journal out maybe what you're feeling, where you want to go, maybe some of the short-term steps to get there, that's definitely going to help get you to where you want to be faster and with the most ease possible if you actually have a plan going forward. So I think that's what the card is telling us. So if any of that resonated with you, great. If it didn't, well, sometimes messages just aren't meant for you, so, and that's okay. Maybe next week's tarot card will resonate. And here's the thing, too. With tarot, it's all subjective. Sometimes one little piece of what I said will resonate with you and will actually make sense, and that's okay. If just one little tiny bit of it kind of clicked, that's maybe all the message you needed today. Thank you so much for tuning in once again to Plants and Cats. My name is Erica Broom. If you would like to see the photo of the tarot card that we pulled today, I will be posting it in our app, The Babes Club. Just head to www.thebabes.club to join. There are links to the iTunes and Android stores there. Tune in next week for another episode of something that I like, that I want to talk about. I don't know. We'll see where this podcast goes. Maybe we'll talk about cats again. If you have a suggestion on a topic that you would love me to cover, if you want to hear my unbiased opinion on whatever, shoot me an email at plantsandcatspod@gmail.com and maybe I will read your suggestion on air. If you want to send in a story or send me anything, I don't know, we'll see. I'll see what kind of submissions we get. Either way, thank you so much for listening once again, and we'll see you again next week.